Hi, this is Mark Lynch. Have you outgrown word of mouth? One of the most common ways that coaches, consultants, and trainers get clients is through word of mouth. And if you've been successful at getting clients that way, congratulations. But if that's your primary or maybe only way of getting clients, you may have noticed that there's a real limit to how many clients you can get. The problem with word of mouth is that, first of all, it's unpredictable. I mean, you never know when you're going to get a client. You never know when you're going to have somebody that matches what you're looking for. And that unpredictability makes it hard to really know what your income is going to be in the next month, in the following months, and so on. The second piece that's the problem with word of mouth is that you don't have a chance to build credibility. When you want to deal with your highly committed clients, and if you're looking for those, a lot of times they want to know that you're a credible person, that you actually know what you're talking about, that you can solve their problem. And when you meet somebody cold and you've never talked to them before, they don't know that about you. And so you lack that in word of mouth, so then you have to take extra time to educate them. And finally, the third problem with word of mouth is that there's absolutely no leverage. In other words, you're talking to people one at a time, and although the proximity in a way is good, because when you talk to people one at a time, you'll have a higher conversion rate because you'll be able to get to know them better. But at the same time, it's very limiting to how many clients you can get at a time. In other words, it slows down the process of getting clients. And when you are slowing down the process of getting clients, it makes it very difficult to grow your business or get it to a certain level, which is why one of the challenges in the coaching consulting world is that, you know, the vast majority of people really earn very little money. And statistics I've seen have shown that 50% of coaches earn less than $25,000 a year in their business. And what was it? 75% of coaches earn less than 50. So that means there's really only 25% of all coaches and consultants that are earning more than $50,000. And when you take away all of your expenses, it really doesn't leave a whole lot. So it's really important for you, if you want to make a go at this, that you find ways of getting more clients. And there's inherent limitations in word of mouth. So you have to find a better way. Now, the good news is that once you have a reasonable ability of enrolling clients, in other words, you know how to enroll clients. You don't have to be the best salesperson in the whole world, but you do know how to turn somebody into a client when you meet them. Then the real challenge is, how do you get exposed to more people? That's really what it boils down to, is instead of finding people one at a time, what if you could be exposed to 10 times that or 100 times that? Well, what's the solution to that? The solution to that is a signature presentation, creating a singular signature presentation that you give to groups of people, okay? Why would you do that? First of all, signature presentation gives you massive amounts of leverage when compared to word of mouth. So in other words, imagine that you're going to a networking meeting and there's 100 people in that networking meeting. Now, if you relied on your word of mouth in order to find clients, you'd have to be talking to people. Now, obviously, you don't have enough time to talk to 100 people. You only have time to really talk to 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 people and really get to know maybe one or two, and maybe if you get lucky, you'll find one client out of that, maybe two clients. And that's not bad, but I know people who have been going to networking meetings for a whole year and never found a client. Okay, so now let me compare that to a totally different situation, which is, let's say, same meeting, except instead of you going there to network, you are the presenter. You are the speaker that speaks to that whole group, and you are the guest of honor. In other words, you're standing in front of that group of people, and for the next 30 or 45 or maybe even an hour, you are speaking to all 100 people. Now, obviously, not all of them are meant to be your clients, but all of them are hearing you present. All of them are getting your story. You get to tell the whole story exactly the way that you want to. And for those people that are meant to be your clients, they will know that they resonate with you and that they want to do business with you. They will want to step forward. And the thing is, if you were just there to network, you may not have even come across your ideal clients. If you only talked to 5 people, that still left 95 people that you never talked to. But if you were the speaker, you spoke to all 100, and that way you have a much higher probability of finding out who is in there. And not only that, you're more likely to find a lot more than just one client. You'll probably find a half dozen or a dozen or more that are potential clients because you were the speaker. Also, when you create a signature presentation, it doesn't even have to be an in-person presentation. You can do it via teleclass or webinar on the internet. All right, you can turn that same presentation into something where you could speak to 100 people or 200 people around the world if you wanted to, or turn it into a webinar that is automated, you know, or could be live. So there are many different formats that you can use the signature presentation, all to get amazing leverage. The other second pieces of this is that it not only gives you more leverage, but it gives you more credibility, because when you are given that signature presentation, people listen and they understand that you have some kind of expertise, and they're understanding what it is that you do and how you can help them, and it makes you more credible and makes you more visible. And of course, last but not least, I kind of alluded to that, which is you get their full attention and a chance to tell your story. Now, I had a personal experience with that as well, because I was using word of mouth to get clients, and I found it very difficult. I had no idea where to find them. And in the end, I decided to create a presentation, and I offered it to a number of different groups. And in one group in particular, which was early on, I gave one presentation to 100 people online from around the world. Most of them were in North America, but there were some from Europe, there were some from other parts of the world. And in the end, I had 100 people listen to me. I had something like 70 or 80 people join my mailing list for future connection, because not everybody's ready to step forward the same day. And I instantly got a dozen clients and made over 10 grand, $10,000 that month. You know, so one presentation led to growing my mailing list, getting clients, and earning some money. And, you know, all of that really opened my eyes to the possibility. I mean, instantly I had a full calendar of clients, and I didn't have to worry about that for a while. And of course, imagine if you did that, and you did that once or twice every single month. I mean, you never have to worry about where to get your next client. Now, people do make mistakes. So here are 3 mistakes that people make in doing that. So mistake number 3, and I'll count them down, 3, 2, 1. Mistake number 3 is not knowing how to connect your presentation to your program or service. Okay, and this is all about strategy, and it's extremely important. Most people give a presentation with very little thought about where it will lead to next. And then they wonder why no one wanted to become a client. The key to this whole thing, and the key to making it work, is designing a high-level strategy where all the pieces are in alignment, so that, which is absolutely critical for your signature presentation to work for you. In other words, your signature presentation should lead to people stepping forward and having a conversation with you, which leads you to enrolling them into your initial gateway program, which is how they get started. And once they've, you know, become clients with you and they've completed the gateway program, then they can invest with you for a longer term, deeper transformation, so that all 4 of those boxes have to be in alignment, so that when you know ultimately what you want to do is fill your business with people who are committed long-term clients who want to do a deep transformation. But in order to get them, you have to start right at the beginning, reverse engineer it to your signature presentation, so that your signature presentation is attracting exactly the right people. So that's really a key piece of it, is designing the high-level strategy where all the pieces are in alignment. Mistake number two is giving pure information with no thought to creating desire for the next step. Information alone does not make people take action. You will get applause with pure information, but you will struggle to get clients. And maybe you've experienced that already. The key is to design a signature presentation that both educates and makes the right people take a step forward into your world. Okay, there are two layers to this. You have to be giving great information, which is what you want, and that's really important. But there's another layer to that, which is the business layer, which basically it has to make sense for you so that they can step forward. Because remember, if you want to help them with a deep transformation, it's in their best interest that you make them step forward. And so that part is really key as well. And that is designing the content of a signature presentation so that it does its job as well. Okay. And the number one mistake is not having a topic title that attracts highly committed clients. Okay. Your topic title is the first thing that they see. Okay, if they've never met you before, never seen you before, your topic title, is the first thing that they see. And it may be the only thing they see if your topic title doesn't grab their attention. Okay, because if it's not that interesting to them, they're not even going to bother attending. So you may find that even though you want to give a great presentation and you've designed the content of your signature presentation to be great, and even though you've designed your strategy so that all the pieces are in alignment, in the end, if nobody shows up, nobody's going to hear that. So the topic title is a very important first step. And in making it, do it, you know. So if you have a topic title that says, how to buy better vitamins, well, really, how many people are going to be excited about that? There really, very few people are going to be excited about that. But if you created a different topic title that said three massive mistakes people make that keep them having chronic headaches and sleepless nights, well, now all of a sudden, that's a little bit more interesting because there's all sorts of people who are walking around with headaches or sleepless nights, and they're looking for a solution. Now, notice in the second title, you are talking about the symptoms that they're experiencing. In the first title, when we talk about how to buy better vitamins, well, nobody cares about vitamins. And also, you're talking about the solution, which, unless they're in a position that they're looking for vitamins. And at any given point in time, 3 to 5% of people are really looking for vitamins, so you'll be of interest to them, but you won't be of interest to anybody else. But at any given time, a lot of people are suffering from chronic headaches or sleepless nights. And so when you talk about the symptom in the title, now all of a sudden you increase the attention to basically almost 67% of the people will be interested, which is way better than 3 to 5%. Okay. And so by talking about the symptom rather than the solution in your title, it becomes more interesting. And those are just a couple of little ideas. There are numerous ways that you can make the topic title much, much more interesting to your clients. And of course it has to be focused on exactly who do you want to attract so that it attracts the right people. You don't want to attract just anybody. You want to attract the right people. And so that goes way deeper than what I have time for in this particular talk. But I'm going to go deeper in those topics in upcoming posts. But if you need personal help sooner to help you develop a kick-ass signature presentation, just email me, support@discovergrowth.com. Again, support@discovergrowth.com, and if it makes sense, we can set up a time to have a chat and break through some of your blocks around this, because if you create a kick-ass signature presentation, you will get more highly committed clients than you would using word of mouth. And you will have greater credibility, and they'll be more interested in working with you, and you'll be able to fill your practice with it. But it all starts with saying, okay, where are you at right now, and what's stopping you from graduating to giving a signature presentation? And if you've already tried presentations and they haven't worked for you, even better that you and I should talk, because I can probably figure out why the presentation didn't work. Because if you are doing this the right way, you give a signature presentation, you build your mailing list, you gain some new highly committed clients, and you add to your income. Okay? And those are three things that should be happening. And if it doesn't, that means there's something in what you're doing that isn't quite right, and I can help you identify that. All right? So that's it for today. Again, if you want to get my personal help, email me at support@discovergrowth.com. And of course, pay attention to upcoming topics as well. Okay? Around this. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye-bye. It's Mark Lenghi signing out. Bye-bye.